The Pat Kenny Show
with Timber Living Log Cabins.
Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
Three former high-level eBay employees have been forced to pay Ina and David Steiner $56 million after the company was found to have waged a campaign of terror against the couple. After Ina wrote a series of articles critical of eBay on their website e-commerce Bite, the company harassed the couple, sending them threatening and embarrassing items, including live insects and maggots and much more, leaving them fearing for their lives. Chris Murphy is a partner of Scally Murphy Law in Massachusetts, and he helped the couple to seek justice. He now joins me to tell us their story. Chris, you're very welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
First of all, can you tell us about the website that was operated by David and Ina Steiner?
Of course. So David and Ina Steiner are a nice couple from Natick, Massachusetts. And for about the last almost 40 years, they have operated a e-commerce Bites website where they report on e-commerce. And their real mission is to support sellers who sell their wares and their goods in e-commerce and keep them informed of what all the e-commerce site platforms are doing, like what eBay was doing.
So why did eBay feel threatened by this website?
Well, if we go back to 2019 and even a bit before, eBay at that time was underperforming. Their leadership, their CEO, Devin Wenig, was not doing a good job. The share price was depressed. There was a company called Elliott Management that was coming in, attempting a hostile takeover, buying up shares. And Ina was reporting on the poor performance of the company, and in particular, the poor performance of the CEO, Devin Wenig. And that's what got Ina and David in eBay's crosshairs.
Now, certain things started to happen to Ina and David Steiner, and they didn't know who might be behind it. But these are kind of disgraceful intimidations. Tell us what was happening.
Yeah, it was really methodical and just very, very strategic. It started with a slow drip with some direct messages, first telling her that her reporting was damaging online sellers, like she was hurting the community that she loved. Then they turned more into personal attacks with horrific name calling. Then it morphed into direct threats of harm. From there, it started with some deliveries where there were embarrassing deliveries. There was some pornography delivered to this couple. They were in their 60s. And pornography delivered to their neighbors in the name of this couple. Then it ramped up even more with David receiving a gift, a book, How to Survive the Death of Your Spouse. There was a funeral floral arrangement set. And then it went even further where they started sending insects and boxes of spiders and even attempted to send a pig fetus to the Steiners. And from there, it actually became invasive in that eBay employees actually went to the Steiner's house. They didn't know who it was. They spray painted some graffiti on their fence. And then ultimately they began surveilling and following the Steiners in a van, completely convincing Ina and David that they were going to be kidnapped, tortured, and killed.
At this point, they were so scared that they were fearful for their own lives and decided that they had to protect themselves, even in their own homes.
Well, that's one of the most horrific parts of this. We all believe and hope we're safe in our house. This is a house Ina and David fell in love in college. They scrapped together every penny they had to buy a very humble home. They restored it over the decades to their liking with any little penny that they had. You know, their business is not lavish. It's two people in their house reporting on e-commerce. And it got to the point where they were sleeping in separate rooms so that when people broke in, one of them could escape while the other tried to fend them off. They were putting pots and pans and cookie sheets up against the door so that if someone broke in, they would, you know, would make a noise and alert them. It was just awful, awful, awful.
Now, the key to this is discovering somehow that eBay was behind all of this. How do they make that discovery?
Well, Ina and David are journalists, and always the facts matter. So they kept every piece of evidence. They kept every direct message, every package. But ultimately what happened was when David was being followed on one particular occasion, he was able to get a picture of a license plate. He turned that over to the local police. We ended up getting the FBI involved, and they were able to track the license plate to a national rental company. From there, the credit card went back to a company that the Steiners weren't familiar with, and it was actually a contractor that eBay was using, a woman named Veronica Zay. And that was the first thing that cracked the door a little bit to understand that, okay, somehow eBay is involved. And then many, many, many months later, the full picture started to emerge where this was a strategic and planned attack by eBay.
So how high up did this particular conspiracy against the Steiners go?
Well, it depends who you ask. Now, the Steiners, I won't put words in their mouth, but I'll tell you what I have learned through the case. The CEO, Devin Wenig, was the person who said, we need to take Ina down. He had a gripe against her because of her reporting, and eBay was very focused on her. He told his lieutenants, we need to take her down. His VP, a woman, Wendy Jones, tasked the head of security to stop Ina's reporting. And she said, don't tell me how you're going to do it. I'm paraphrasing a bit. But she put her head in the sand to get plausible deniability. The next in command, Devin Wenig, then worked with the head of security, and he said things like, we need to burn her to the ground. I want to see ashes, whatever it takes, however long it takes. Hate is a sin. I'm very sinful. And that was the messaging that went to the head of security, who then rained down this campaign of terror upon the Steiners.
Now, how quickly were the police able to track down the actual perpetrators, the people who made these deliveries, who made these threats, who painted the graffiti, who delivered the maggots and cockroaches? How quickly did they get to them?
Well, that was part of the problem. So this happened August 2019. And by the end of August, the Steiners knew somehow eBay was involved, but law enforcement, our FBI, went off and did a great job, but they did their investigation and didn't really keep the Steiners informed. They were fearful. They didn't know who was caught, who was involved, were they still in danger. It wasn't until May of 2020 that our Justice Department unsealed indictments against six eBay employees and then ultimately getting a seventh eBay employee involved. And it was at that time that the Steiners really started to understand who was involved. But seven employees were charged and all pled guilty. But the three executives, Devin Wenig, Ms. Jones, and Ms. Weimer, were not charged with any crimes or indicted. eBay itself did get charged and entered into what's called the deferred prosecution agreement with the government. But the three executives that we feel were the start of this and allowed this to happen were not criminally charged.
Now, those who were criminally charged and who pled guilty to those charges, were they jailed?
Only one, I believe, maybe two. One, the head of security, his name is Jim Baugh, received a 57-month sentence in federal prison. Several other of the employees were at a year or so of home confinement, and then many of the defendants, you know, had to pay some fines and were on probation with restrictions and things like that.
Now, the Steiners were not happy that these executives at the heart of this did not have to pay a price. So they decided, with your help, to take legal action.
Yeah, and it wasn't just my help. We had a great legal team. But the Steiners had some goals from the beginning, and they were resolute that they were not going to resolve the case unless these things happened. One was, yes, holding the three executives accountable. And in the settlement they achieved, they did get personal contribution from those three C-suite executives. They also wanted transparency. In the States, oftentimes when a business or someone does wrong, they'll dangle money or compensation in front of you and let you have it if you sign a non-disclosure or confidentiality agreement. And the Steiners were not going to go quietly. They also wanted to protect reporters and the First Amendment to our Constitution. And they did that in various ways. And also they wanted eBay to know that this is not okay and that we needed to really ring a large financial bell to show other companies that if you're going to engage in conduct like this, if you're going to try to suppress free speech or those that you don't have or that you have a different opinion with, then you're going to have to pay through the nose.
What was the final outcome? And was it a settlement or was it adjudicated in court?
So the case, as you can imagine, I'm sure, in Ireland as well, litigation takes time. And the Steiners fought for many, many, many years. We had a trial scheduled in the spring about a week before that trial was supposed to start. It was going to be a six-week trial. There was a tentative settlement reached. Ultimately, that settlement fell apart. The case went back on the trial list, and then it resolved again because the Steiners were finally able to get all that they wanted. So the final settlement was $55 million. $7 million of that goes directly to charity and charities to support the First Amendment. Devin Wenig, the then CEO, has to pay $1 million directly to a First Amendment charity in the name of Ina Steiner. as well as make personal contributions to the signers. And it was just a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful outcome, checking all the boxes that the signers wanted to do. And we're very happy for them.
So I suppose the final postscript to all of this is about Wenig and his colleagues who had done this wrong to the Steiners. What was their ultimate fate? I mean, are they still in their jobs?
Well, this is some of the things the Steiners are trying to champion. You know, when you're a C-suite executive in some companies and you're at the helm of wrongdoing, your company often pays your legal bills. Your company often indemnifies you and pays judgment. And when you exit the company, you get treated like royalty. And so Devin Wenig, when he left the company after this happened, got a $57 million severance package. And he and Ms. Jones and Mr. Weimer have found their way and are still, you know, working in various jobs in our country. And, you know, I hope they've learned from that words have action. I hope they've had some time to think about how this all went down, and I hope they conduct themselves differently because they're powerful, influential people that should do better.
And how about Ina and David? I mean, they went through a hell of an ordeal at the hands of that eBay crew. How are they faring today? Are they still running their site?
The one thing they would never let happen is their site go dark. They're doing well, but they're still recovering. You know, sometimes in the legal system, the victims get victimized again. They were the victims of this terror campaign. They were then the victims in a criminal prosecution, which is very emotional and difficult. And then they had to, on their own, find legal counsel and go up against one of the biggest companies in the world and fight, fight, fight. And despite corporations coming out of the gate saying publicly, "We're so sorry and we'll make this right," more often than not, that's what they say to the public. And behind closed doors, they will frustrate that process and try to wear a victim down, beat them into the ground into submission. And Ina and David stood tall. So going to take them a while to process and to get back to who they were. But they're resilient folks.
Well, Chris Murphy, a partner at Scally Murphy Law in Massachusetts, who helped the Steiners so much to achieve this result. Chris, thank you very much for sharing the story on our program.
Thank you for your interest, and we hope everyone will take note of it. And if they're victims, stand up, speak out.
The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Timber Living Log Cabins.